was about to sit down again when Grandmother Crumpfish prodded her.
Aye, and you too, missy. Off you go.
Oakheart mounted the wall steps with the guard detail behind him. On reaching the wall top, he was surprised to see Skipper leaning on a battlement.
Great season, Skip. Where did you pop up from?
The Otter Chieftain pointed the east wicker gate.
We was down checking the wall gates. Oi, and I took a turn round these ramparts. I would have raised the alarm sharpish if any vermin showed up.
Rambunculus smirked at his father.
So it was all right for us to have breakfast, see?
Skipper tweaked the insolent young hog's ear.
No, it wasn't, young'un. What if an I chose to join you, eh? What then? Your pa's right. Stick to your duty, obey orders, and you can sleep easy at night. Remember that.
The guards took shelter under the old long cloaks, brandishing makeshift weapons as they patrolled up and down. Bartage peered out into the rain-swept woodlands. Skipper caught the big hedgehog's sigh.
What's the matter, mate? You don't look too happy.
Bartage shook his head as Aurora Witherspike stumbled on the hem of a cloak, dropping her make-believe spear with a clatter.
Look at them, Scape. They're naught but young'uns playing a game. Oh, I grant you they might look like warriors from a distance, but they ain't. So what do we do if a couple of hundred ravagers comes marching up?
The Otter blinked rainwater from his eyelids.
Oh, I dread to think, matey. I dread to think. Let's just cross our paws and hope it don't come down to that.
Selimal Gurgi came ambling up the wall steps. Bartage nodded to him.
Gurgi, how are you getting on with that weapon you were planning? The big catapult, what throws rocks? Is it ready yet?
The Selimal shrugged.
Not yet, it ain't, Bart. Tis a gur heavy task. Ye see, me and E Mole crew, we got her near ready, but us and gotta get it up out of ye cellars.
Closing his eyes, Skipper leaned his head on the battlement. Formal Darby joined him.
You feel no right, sir,
Skipper explained.
The siege catapult. Gurgy tells me your moles are building it in the wine cellars. Tell me, Formal, wouldn't it have been better to build it up here, where we'll be using it from?
Formal Darby nodded his velvety head.
Mayhaps you'm right, sir, though it be's terrible weather to be a-working out of doors.
Bartage took Skipper to one side, whispering to him.
It ain't the rain, Skip. What Darby means is that moles and high places don't go together, see?
The Otter Chieftain nodded understandingly.
You're right, of course. Look at Darby and Gurgi. They're going down the wall steps already. We should have thought of that. Moles are frightened of heights. Ain't their fault, just their nature.
Oakheart, who had been privy to the incident, made a helpful suggestion.
Pardon me, friends, but wouldn't it be better for the moles to unjoint the thing? I'm sure if we had all the relevant parts, then we could assemble the catapult up here. What do you think?
Formal Darby caught the gist of Oakheart's scheme. He touched the digging claw to his snout 3 times at the hedgehog, a mark of high esteem and admiration among moles.
Oi, thank ye, sir. You'm girtly wise.
The Witherspike hog bowed deeply.
Unexpected compliment, my dear sirrah. I'll go and see if the abbess can spare any creatures to help with the transportation of your weapon's parts.
This ends Disc 8.